NASH Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. Making you feel at home is what Country Inns and Suites does best. With complimentary hot breakfast, Wi-Fi, and warm, heartfelt hospitality, you'll feel welcome the minute you arrive. And as the proud host of the NASH Next Live from the Lobby at Country Inns and Suites tour, we look forward to sharing our home with country music's next big names. Stay tuned to hear special NASH Next artist stories, and remember to book your stay at countryinns.com/music. Welcome to NASH Next, The Journey. This 10-part podcast series is following NASH Next 2016 winner Todd O'Neill's life as an emerging country star. Hi there, my name is Robert Mathers. I'm one of the producers of the NASH Next program. I'm your guide on this journey. Now, in the last episode, we went back to Hammond, Louisiana, to track Todd's musical roots, and at episode one, I framed out what NASH Next was all about, what we were looking for. Now, in this episode, we're going to rewind again and look at the 2016 NASH Next competition from Todd's perspective. Our first question, what possessed Todd to enter our competition?
I am not huge on competitions. I never think I can win, I guess you'd say. I'm not that... That guy that'll enter in 1,000 people and think I could come out and prevail. So I was kind of intimidated, but I had 3 different people email me the contest information within a 24-hour period. And I thought, man, if that's not a sign from a higher power, a good Lord up above, I don't know what it is, you know? So I forward all the information to my manager, Barbara, and she's, you know, she read over it and she said, Todd, this sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You got to do it. So I entered the contest and, you know, signed up and almost forgot about it, you know. And so we submitted our song online. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get all my people back home to vote and be proactive and get them interested in the contest and actually, you know, supporting me, if you will.
Yeah, his fans came out all right, in droves. Now, at the end of Challenge 1, Todd had almost a 50% higher rating than the next highest rated artist in the Lafayette pool. And by the end of Challenge 2, he was the highest rated artist in all of the Lafayette portion of the competition. Now, Challenge 2 was interesting. You see, we asked artists to do a cover song. We'd given them some suggestions, mostly new pop songs. The whole point was to see how the artist would countrify it, or, as one early producer of the program put it, take it and make it their own. Now, some artists did straight-up covers, and some had some fun with it.
Well, I hear that train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. And I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps rolling down in San Antone.
Well, I don't mind stealing bread from the mouth of Degadee. Already overfilled, but it's on the table. The fire's cooking. And the farmer
felt it in my chest as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together, bound to be together. She took my said, you're holding back. She said, jumping is with me. This woman is my destiny. She said, ooh, ooh.
This is that ice ice cold. Michelle fight for that white gold. This one's for them hood girls, them good girls. Straight masterpiece. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. I got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. I gotta kiss myself, so pretty. I'm too hot. I call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. I'm making dragon water retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band got that money. Break it down, girls. Hitch hallelujah. Girls, hitch hallelujah. Girls, hitch hallelujah. It's uptown funk, gon' give it to you. Uptown funk, gon' give it to you. It's uptown funk, gon' give it to you. Saturday night, we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
So what you heard there was a little bit of Luck of the Draw from Gastonia, North Carolina. And then top 10 finalists, Gregor Ross from Fresno, California, The Young Fables from Nashville. And that last one, the Otis Redding soul-influenced Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars, that was the hero of our story, Todd O'Neill. I talked to Robin Chapman. She's one of the talented salespeople we have at Nash FM 99.1 KXKC in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's the station that Todd entered the competition through. Now, Robin was on her way to a client, but was able to tell me over the phone when she first became aware of Todd and how she remembers him entering the contest.
It was for Toys for Tots for Coca-Cola, and we were at Walmart, and he was, you know, playing out there acoustically. And I was like, wow, you guys are incredible. You know, just after that day, I was like, you know, I need to book this guy. Some of my clients have several clubs around town. And he just started getting bigger and bigger, and people were being more receptive, and it was just amazing. Nash Next came about, and I said, Todd, this is your shot. He said, you think? I said, absolutely. So he went into the process. His manager, Miss Barbara, she always had him first to get in, you know, get the song and do, you know, the Facebook, and, you know, she really stayed on him. But, yeah, when we found out he was top 10, I was not surprised. I told him, I said, you're going to take it all the way. You think so? I said, no, he has the whole package. Now, I've known that, you know, over the last 8 years, just, you know, seeing him different venues, he's just always been, he always had, like, this light around him, you know, very likable and just, we would say just infectious.
All that work did pay off. Todd led the local competition and made it to the Lafayette Finals.
They were fired up. It was great. It was a lot of talent in the room too, you know, and the judges were pretty straight face, and I can remember just kind of walking out of there nervous, wanting to win it, you know, but kind of hesitant to jump to conclusions, if you will.
We had great talent, and we had a young lady. I mean, it was pretty neck and neck between the two, but he got up there, and he played like it was the last time he was ever going to play. He just slayed it, and I remember, like, how'd I do? Dude, you killed it. You played like you were playing for your life. And that's what put him over, you know, anyone else. His passion that he has for his music is, you know, undeniable.
That was Robin Chapman again with the local station perspective of the Nash FM 99.1 KXKC finale. Hey, let's take a quick break and thank our sponsor. Nash Next, The Journey, is sponsored by Country Inns and Suites. While country artists take the stage at Nash Next Live, Country Inns and Suites is also shining the spotlight on our military members and their families. Through their partnership with Operation Gratitude, Country is working hard to send a little touch of home to the men and women who couldn't be further from it. At each tour stop, there will be an opportunity for guests to write a letter of thanks. These letters accompany care packages that lift the spirits and meet the evolving needs of the military and first responder communities overseas. To honor the selfless service of these men and women, Country welcomes them and their families with the new Military First program. At check-in, military members and their families receive a special rate and the best available room. It's a small token of the immense gratitude felt at Country. To learn more about the Military First program and partnership with Operation Gratitude, visit countryinns.com /military. Remember how we keep hearing that Todd O'Neill is hardworking and he'll play wherever he's asked?
I had to skedaddle. You know, I had a show 2 hours away that night, later that night. And I think the workaholic in me, you know, just, and, you know, I've talked to a couple other artists in the competition that were the same way. Oh, man, we got to go play. Well, I was about halfway to my gig that night and got the call. You won the regionals. So we were all fired up, man. We had a great night that night and was just super excited.
That's right. He left the Lafayette finale after he was done so he could make his other gig. He booked that show before we named him as a local finalist. Now, an opportunist, an overly competitive glory seeker, would have canceled on those paying fans 2 hours away, stayed in Lafayette just to see if they'd won. They'd want to be on the stage and take all those accolades, let all those other fans down. Not Todd. He really cares a great deal about delivering for his fans. Sure, some could say that he was cavalier by leaving early, that he didn't really care about Nash Next. But to those people, I would remind them that a working musician, especially one who is passionate about his art, makes sacrifices and tries to make as many people as possible happy. He put on an incredible show in Lafayette and then drove 2 hours down the road to put on another incredible show. Of course, the Lafayette judges and fans loved him. Now that dream of becoming not just a working musician, but a working recording artist was a little closer to becoming reality. On October 10th, 2016, we told the world that Todd O'Neill was one of the top 10 finalists. Besides being excited, he decided to do some intel.
From the time Nash Next announced everybody's name, my Google search was burning up, and I was trying to find out every little thing about everybody that was in the contest, and, you know, when I got to the Young Fables, I actually was like, they're going to win. Because they're so talented, man, and they got the, you know, that total package. But Young Fables, Alexis, Trey, all of them were like really, really, really talented.
On October 24th, Todd O'Neill and his band started the I-55 to I-65 North trek to go from Hammond to Nashville for our finale.
My manager actually has this really cool Sprinter van, and we all piled in it like a big party and just drove on up. And I'm going to tell you, I've never been so nervous in all my life. And I don't get nervous about much, but I was really, really nervous. I mean, from days leading up to the finale.
Because Nash FM 99.1 KXKC's Robin Chapman was an early supporter of Todd's, she was invited to ride up in Barbara's magic Sprinter van.
It was fun. You know, the one thing about Todd is, you know, when you see him in, you know, the clubs, or when you see him, you know, at Nash Next finale, he is the same Todd as when you're riding, you know, all the way up there. I mean, he's the same person. He doesn't change. What you see is what you get with him on stage and off stage. The whole trip was just, you know, it was fun. Just, you know, talking about, you know, his journey, and then just, you know, singing "I Got Your Number" all the way. So it was a lot of fun.
In the weeks and days leading up to the finale in Nashville, especially that day of, Todd got more and more nervous. I asked him what he did to try and calm himself down.
I was trying to keep busy, and what I do is I turn on some of my favorite music. I'll turn on, you know, Chris Stapleton or Mark Broussard or whatever, and just get lost into that and that music. And but nothing would take that tension away. I mean, nothing. I knew what the competition was like. I knew what I had to do. But, you know, nerves, man, I did a lot of meditating that week.
Okay. What kind of meditation did you do?
Just deep breaths, lots of quiet time, you know, deep breaths, close your eyes, almost try to clear your mind. And, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm already one of those guys, if I know I have something to do the next day, I barely sleep. And it could be something as small as, you know, go run errands, pay bills, whatever. You know, whatever I have to do that. If I have to do something, I'm waking up every hour on the hour. And so when I went to sleep that night, I slept for a couple hours, and then I was up every hour on the hour, and was really just too excited to sleep. You know, that anticipation of getting to that finale was just, it was almost unbearable. So I didn't sleep that much. I got up. I ate a healthy breakfast. You know, I was watching what I was eating, what I was drinking, and you know, I was doing the green tea and everything that I thought was just perfect for that night. And we actually to get my mind off of things, I hung out with some bandmates, and we actually went shopping, bought an outfit for the competition. You know, I'm that guy. You know, just tried to do everything that I could to keep my mind off of the competition before we got to sound check. You know, when I went in there and heard those other guys warming up, that's when the nerves really turned on. I thought sound check would calm me down. It did the complete opposite, you know. So it was just a really nerve-wracking day, man.
Now, if you've never been to a sound check, allow me to set the scene for you. On stage, you have sound professionals working with the bands as they warm up, making sure all of the levels are where they're supposed to be so the performance later is right. You want to make sure the vocals aren't too loud, that every piece of the drums are microphoned properly. While that's going on, over your head, there are lighting folks trying different lighting schemes. The stage is most likely still being built with electricians, carpenters, painters, riggers, grips, and other job titles you probably never heard of, all working in some wonderful synchronicity to build the perfect show, and the bands play through all of that organized mishigas. Robin Chapman was at soundcheck, and here's what she saw.
You know, I went there when everything was being set up, and it was, I remember watching him get ready to get on stage, and he started to sing. When I tell you, the other finalists, the people putting the stage together and the room together, everyone stopped in their tracks. I mean, they looked at him and just like, wow, you know? And they responded to him the way I responded to him when I first met him. You know, someone is just so incredibly talented, and it just... he just reels you in.
I asked Todd what he felt about his performance.
And you know, buddy, that's when everything calmed down for me. When I saw that crowd and I got out and I probably sang the first two lines and I felt my whole body just relax. I relaxed. I've always said this, I'm at home on stage. And when I got on that stage in front of the crowd and just said, you know what, I'm going to be me, I'm going to do my thing. And, you know, that adrenaline pumping through you, it fuels you. I was just happy to be there, really, honestly. And feeding off the crowd, feeding off of the excitement and everything, I put everything that I had into that one song.
As soon as he was finished, Todd was able to finally decompress a little bit.
You know, a sense of relief, like, you know what, I made it through. I didn't flub any of the lyrics. The band did great. You know, it's so I can totally relate to the decompression. Just, you know, man, I'm still super, super excited about everything. So
he's just given the performance of a lifetime, but he doesn't get to leave stage yet. He's got to listen to his critique.
You know, Danielle Bradbury was actually the one to say, she said, to have your voice, your kind of voice, that kind of rasp and soul, but still have a lot of power to it. I thought that was one of the best compliments anybody could ever give. And just looking at that panel of judges and being there with those guys, you know, Scott Borchetta and Jay DeMarcus and Kix Brooks. I mean, Kix Brooks was one of my heroes coming up. You know, I was in the Brooks and Dunn fan club, and so much that I wanted to say to him, but I was kind of, you know, being reserved. But, you know, man, I really wasn't counting my chickens until they hatched, kind of deal. I was just taking it all in, and actually out in the crowd after, just the praise coming from the people out in the audience, and soaking all that in, really, and just enjoying the fact that they liked what I did.
The crowd absolutely loved him, but now it was up to the judges. Mike McVeigh, who's Cumulus Media and Westwood One's Senior Vice President of Programming and Content, was one of the judges who helped determine who the final 10 were. The night of the finale, while Trent Harmon was playing, Mike was with me for part of that closed-door conclave while the celebrity judges deliberated.
You know, Todd O'Neill stood out, as I judged, because he was so unique. And seeing him live at the finale really sealed it. Because his onstage performance, his strength, the confidence he showed, you thought you were seeing an artist who'd been touring for 20 years and knew the stage like the back of his hand. He was very natural at it. In judging Todd versus other artists, to be honest, there were really some very good candidates. When we got to the final 10, it could have gone any direction. And so it wasn't until I saw Todd live that I expected that he would probably win.
Ty Bentley and Kelly Ford get up. They've got the envelope in their hand. They open it up. You could hear a pin drop. They say Todd O'Neill's name, and Todd.
I almost passed out in shock, you know, just to be, you know, selected out of everybody in the country, man, that's huge, huge, and it's very humbling and very rewarding.
Very early the next morning, Todd O'Neill made his way to the Nash campus to appear with Ty Bentley and Kelly Ford on Ty, Kelly, and Chuck in the Morning. Here are some highlights of that show.
It's Ty, Kelly, and Chuck today. A lot of people up in the studio. Welcome to your new life, Todd O'Neill.
Good morning.
Todd O'Neill last night up against 9 other finalists in the Nash Next competition that's been going on for the last 4 months, really. It's been a long journey to the finals last night, and this was the crowning of a country music opportunity because you won a cash prize, but really, you've got a recording contract on the way with Big Machine Label Group, and Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts is going to be producing your first song.
That's so incredible.
Last night was so exciting, though. We said it's history in the making. There were 10 great finalists. Oh, I wouldn't have wanted to have been a judge last night.
Let me tell you, I was so nervous all day from sound check up until, I mean, really, I went on. When I went on, I relaxed a lot, but I don't get nervous. So in front of 5,000 people, sure. I'm cool.
Well, the thing is, you only got one song. That's all you had.
I mean, I was shaking in my boots.
And you're a honky-tonk guy. You've been working hard at it. It's not like you're like not overnight success, but to win this is huge.
This is, you know, from going and playing clubs and going in and doing this contest thing, it's such a different atmosphere altogether. I mean, it's incredible. Well, I'm so excited to be here. I'm a little scatterbrained still, so forgive me.
Yeah, because you won late last night. I mean, Kelly and I were feeling the same way. We come up here this morning, same time we always do, but we went to bed much later than we normally would last night. And we were wondering how you were going to do, because you got to be celebrating a little bit.
Well, we went for one drink, and, you know.
And you got your crew with you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Want to shout them out?
I got my band, Miles Ladner from Kiln, Mississippi on the keys. Jordy Guidry from Parks, Louisiana on the bass. Blazin' LeBlanc from Bro Bridge, Louisiana, plays drums. From Morganza, Louisiana, on lead guitar, Seth Lecoq.
Well, how crazy is this? So last night, you go up, you do this competition. There were some amazing acts. We didn't know who was going to win. We thought it probably came down to, for me, it was 3 or 4 people that I wondered, you know, maybe they'll end up with this prize.
Yeah, man.
And everybody really different.
I didn't really catch everybody's performance, but I'm going to tell you, Young Fables.
Yes.
They sent chills up my spine.
Well, and they're a Nashville band, so we actually had them on the show because they won the finals here locally in Nashville, and they're just really special, good people, too, and it'll be cool to see where they land.
Those guys work hard. I mean, I was talking to them at Country Inn & Suites, and they work extremely hard. I mean, they did, I think they did like 4 or 5 shows this week.
They play at Tootsie's out at the airport.
Yeah.
You see them out that way.
That's a cool little gig.
But I loved... Kicks, when he got up on stage as one of the judges, just put it in the best way. Like, everybody up there, they all said they loved music. And the great thing about that group of contestants, they're always going to be in this because they love it for the music. They're
That's
not
right.
doing it to be famous. They're not they love the music.
Right.
But for you, we want to share some of your music. You're going to play in just a second. But where right now in your life, prior to yesterday and winning Nash Next and now being a recording artist, that's your new title as of today. You can put that. What were you doing to make money on a daily basis?
Well, actually, full-time musician.
Good for you.
We stay busy. I stay on the horn trying to book fairs, festivals, casinos, bar mitzvahs, just about anybody that'll hire us, you know. Parking lot parties, whatever.
It's about to become easier, Todd. You're going to be on the radio. This is the thing. He wins this recording contract. He gets to be your guaranteed radio airplay, which even people under contract often don't get
right,
from their label.
So incredible, man.
And
so
we want to give you a chance to introduce yourself to all the listeners across America right now. You've got Dead or Famous all queued up and ready for us, right?
Yes, man. You know, music is my life, and this is like the story of my life, this song right here. So,
your Nash Next winner. This is Todd O'Neill live in studio with Ty Kelly and Chuck.
Maybe less than a saint, more than a sinner, a sometime loser, but I'm a part-time winner. I don't claim to know it all. One thing I know for sure, that me and my band are coming to your town. Rock the hinges off your door for your entertainment. I'm up here on this stage. I practice till my fingers bled. Down the road and back again. Story on the page. And now that's all I'm good for. For better or for worse, I'm gonna do it till I'm dead or famous. Yeah. Whatever comes first.
So a couple of weeks ago, I asked Todd O'Neill what he remembered about appearing on the radio to millions of people the morning after his dreams come true.
Oh, man, you guys are testing me. You know, it's one of those things where you're so jacked up and you know, like I said, your adrenaline's pumping and you're so excited. It's hard to calm down from something like that, you know, and I've got all these great people around me, all my support group, my manager, her family, my family, my friends from Louisiana that drove 8 hours up here to be here, you know. All my new friends from the competition, everybody's, you know, patting me on the back, and my phone's absolutely just blowing up from, you know, several people went live on Facebook and all the social media platforms. My phone is just absolutely just blowing up. I couldn't even keep it charged. And, you know, to have that kind of support is just, it's unreal. It's unreal. You know, what did I do to deserve all this?
You know? What do you think you did?
You know, man, I think just through consistency, working hard, playing music, honing in my craft, and being a nice guy. Be a nice guy. You don't have to, you know, mean people suck. I say it all the time. Just be a nice guy. So I think that's where the support comes from, man.
I think that's an excellent place to leave the story for this episode. And next time on Nash Next, The Journey. It's all about love again. Todd and some other special guests will share stories of how his new song was recorded. And we'll see if we can't get Todd to share what it was like to hear that song on the radio for the first time. Hey, if you want to see Todd perform live, and I highly recommend you do, head over to toddoneillmusic.com. Todd's on Twitter @ToddOneillMusic. You can subscribe to this podcast in the iTunes store or wherever you consume your podcasts, and please leave us a review. We like that. This episode of Nash Next, The Journey, was written and produced by me with spiritual guidance from Charlie Cook. You can find Nash Next on Twitter @NashNext, and we're on Facebook at facebook.com/NashNextCountry, or you can go to our website, NashNextPresents.com. And I'm Robert Mathers. Thanks for listening.